on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to find you winners on this Wednesday. Metropolitan Racing out at Ladbrokes Park on the Lakeside Circuit at Sandown. Dean Lester is here to find us all the winners as he does each and every Wednesday. How are you, Dino?
I'm well, thank you, Michael.
We're out at Caulfield, so I'm not sure whether you'll need some time to think about it and maybe regale us on the weekend, or have you got a favourite Caulfield moment that springs to mind for you?
I took the $1 that you'd asked me this question, Michael.
Oh, excellent.
I always default to 2010, and I think it's the best hour and 20 minutes of racing that I've seen. I saw Black Caviar win the Scalacci Stakes, So You Think win the Caulfield Stakes, and More Joyous with a weight carrier will win the Toorak. And I just think that was just pure racing at its absolute best. To see Black Caviar at that stage hadn't won a Group 1. She was only, seven runs into her winning streak, but So You Think was at the peak of his powers, and certainly More Joyous was too. And it was a magnificent day at the Heath.
Yeah, what an hour. Unbelievable. An hour and a half of racing with those three superstars. Absolutely phenomenal. And looking forward to talking a bit more about that caveat with Moods, and then also Mick Price tomorrow when we get the two veteran trainers here at Caulfield today. Talking just earlier to Jason Kerr, and he said looking ahead to Saturday, he's a bit annoyed the rain may miss us and he's going to have to put some water on. And it may well have been the same out at Sandown for Tim Bailey, the track manager. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Michael.
Is it the same for you? Have you had to put some irrigation on because this predicted rain hasn't materialised?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. This time last week, the forecast was looking ahead. The seven-day forecast involved about 50 mil for the forecast rain and was at zero. So, not a great week for the Weather Bureau. But, we irrigated yesterday. I was just talking to Liam O'Keefe and Jason this morning. I think we've all learnt now that, we can't really sort of be backing him in too much and then get left with a firm two on race day. So we sort of water and then if it rains, it is what it is. It's more of our attitude now. And so we put on 6 millimetres yesterday, and the thought was if we get a couple of mils, that'd be perfect. Then when we got zero rainfall, I woke up early this morning and come in and I put on another 4 millimetres about 3 o'clock this morning, and I think that's done the trick. Should keep everyone happy.
So I suppose it's a pretty clear day. I'm not sure whether it's windy out there, but if we're on a good four now, do you think we'll get an upgrade?
Look, personally, I think we might, but Ethan Brown and Jai McNeil gallop one this morning at one each this morning at 6 o'clock, and I said, let me know, guys. I'll put 4 mil on if it's too firm. Let me know. I'll put some more water on. And Ethan was first back and said it's a soft six, so that spooked me. And then. Then Jai McNeil come back and said, oh, look, it's perfect. It's a 5. It'll get to a 4. So if you go on what they're saying, you wouldn't think it'd get to a 3, no.
All right. Well, Lakeside 5 metres. When was the last time we were there?
Actually at 5, for some reason, I don't know why, but it's about 2 years ago. But it certainly tends to race, best to Lakeside at that 5 and 6 metre strip for some reason. Tends to race very even. So, look, the track's certainly very even around and across, Michael. So, I know it's often on speed. Lakeside, but there's no reason why it should be from a track perspective, put it that way.
Well, good luck today, Tim.
Thanks, Michael.
From Tim Bailey, let's have a chat to Calvin McAvoy to see if he can find us a couple of winners. They got a couple of nice chances today. How are you, Calvin?
Yeah, good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. After listening to Tim Bailey, are you happy with how the track will present for both Eluding in Race 7 and Got the Style in Race 8?
I didn't actually hear it. I was just looking at a couple of horses' work, but hopefully it's not too firm.
Yeah, it's maybe soft 4, a soft 5, 4, maybe an upgrade later in the day. So hopefully it won't be too detrimental to Eluding that goes around, because we've seen this 5-year-old gelding by Toronado win really impressively first up. Can he go on today?
Yeah, he's in really good order, trained on well. Obviously a big step up in grade. I was pleased with not much sort of went right for him. He was stuck wide, but he's a horse I wouldn't want it to be too firm for. He's won on the heavy track. He's also won on good tracks. But I think if it stays a 4, between a 4 and a 5, that should be absolutely perfect.
And then in race number 8, you've got the Style, who was a nice winner last start at Ballarat and was well in the market on debut as well. So you must have an opinion of this daughter of Snitzel.
Yeah, we do. She's got a lot of talent. She doesn't want it wet, so the track should suit her. You know, she'll be positive, and she's got a lot of talent. So if everything goes her way, she'll be hard to beat, I think.
Yeah, she steps up, obviously, to midweek grade, but do you think she'll get further than that? Has she got better potential than midweek grade?
I think she certainly does. She's got a big pedigree. Would love to get for her to become a Metropolitan winner for Judy Wanless, the owner, and we feel she's good enough to do so.
You got a couple entered on the weekend, including Silent Sovereign in the Zipping Classic and also the Eclipse. Which way are you going?
She's going to run over the mile and a half in the Zipping. She seems to come through her really good win or half a win very well, and we'll just keep a close eye on her the next day or two and make sure that all systems go and we're happy.
All right. She looks like she's going in great form. Will you run Belle Plaisir as well in the Summoned?
Yeah, we will. She's in really good order. She galloped this morning. Obviously, would love a bit of rain for her. She loves the heavy tracks and the wet tracks. So the weather the better for her. But I think stepping up the miles is exactly what she's looking for now. She's ready to win.
All right. Best today, including Balaclava.
I think Spectacle is probably the best placed horse going around later in the day at Balaclava. Down in
grade. Race 5, number 4. Good luck today, Calvin.
Thanks very much. Good luck.
Dino, just on the circuit today at Lakeside with the rail out 5, how do you expect it to play?
I usually like it best when it's 5 or 6, Michael, because when they renovated and we made the Sandown Lakeside and Hillside track from just the one Sandown track, they widened the inside, and that rail true is part of the old steeple track, if you like. And I just think the corner's a bit better, rail 5 and 6. So I think it plays that just that little bit fairer.
All right. Well, let's get into the card today. And we kick it off with the first at 1 o'clock. And it's over 1,200 metres. In this race, we can take out 1, 8, 12, 14 and 15. We've got a first starter from the Chris Waller camp, Surcoat, to be ridden by Craig Williams. And it's been backed. It opened up at $5.50, $2.90 now. Traporti at $4.40. Squid Game, a first starter from the Payne stable. It actually opened up at $13, and it is now $4.80. And then Masterful is at $5. So these first starters have been well backed here. Dean, what have you made of their jump outs?
Yeah, interesting first starters, Michael. Certainly Squid Game being a Patrick Payne, David Price owned, or Price Bloodstock owned runner, you would think would be pretty keen to win this and maybe get his qualifications up to travel in time. And Surcoat, it was originally with Team Hawks, trialled in the middle of the year on wet ground, now with Chris Waller, and recent jump out was good. So I can understand that he's certainly well found in the market. Having said that, the one that I think that will improve off his debut run is number 6, Masterful. Really strong-looking type from the Julius Sandu stable and just might have needed that day at the races. And I think on the drier ground, Barrier 1, Damien Oliver to ride, I could have a little something on him. But I think any of the four in the market could win. Surcoat certainly, as I said, has trialled quite well. Traporti's always had ability. He's been close up to the likes of Ingratiating in a couple of races and looked as though he was going to win a couple of races. Hasn't quite got the job done, but resumes off a break as a gelding, and I think I'm wary of him. And Squid Game's the other one, as I said. I think he'd be pretty well prepped to run well on debut, and his jump outs have been good. So it's quite a good maiden and one of the more interesting races of the day. 6, 10, 11 and 9.
6, 10, 11 and 9 in the first for Dino. Race number 2 is over 1,200 metres. One scratching here. Take out number 2. Guardian Spirit's now into odds on $1.95. Gulf of Arden is at $5.50. Video $6.50 and Sabuma is at $9. And Sam Freeman was pretty buoyant about this favourite when we spoke to him a little earlier, Dino.
And he should be too, Michael. He looks a really nice horse. He's always shown a little bit of talent, and he came back with, I thought, just an outstanding win at Geelong last start. It was eased down late, didn't have the best of runs and won easily. The second horse won yesterday, so there's plenty to like about the form. And again, it's a good competitive race, but I would think he should be odds on Guardian Spirit. I'm thinking there's a couple of odds that can improve here. Big Apple back onto a dry track. I thought it was good first up and then hit the wet track at Cranbourn. Four St. Loft was, I thought, a pretty tidy win at Bendigo. Jump gave nothing else a chance and won well. And 5, Sabuma, I just think 1,400 on pace was totally the wrong recipe for him over the carnival at Flemington. But back to 1,200 off a quieter ride, he could improve. But no knock on the favourite, but there might be some value around him in the multiples at least. 7 from 3, 4 and 5.
7 from 3, 4 and 5. Do you think $1.95 is about the right price?
I thought he might be a bit shorter, to be honest. Okay. I thought he might be getting closer to $1.80. But, yeah, so I think around that $1.95 even money price is more than acceptable. I thought it was a pretty good win last start.
All right, race number 3. This is over 1,600 metres. Take out the 3. Designs is the favourite here, and it's at $2.80. Redwood Shadow, $3.30. Then we're out to Crackerjack Prince at $5.50, and I Am News at $10. So another one from the Freedman stable with Damien Thornton on board is favourite here, Designs.
Yeah, and got a very good chance too, Michael. I don't think there's a lot between probably four main chances here. I thought Redwood Shadow ticking over quite well, and in a class one at 1600 third up, he's pretty well placed. But without any great conviction, Designs can run well. The first up run had merit. Will be better for that run and has to be regarded. Crackerjack Prince probably didn't get as wide on the track last start as he needed to be at Ballarat on that occasion, but ran quite well, will be fitter for that run. And I think Night Hustler will improve. I think this horse is a genuine dry tracker. And with the claim for Josh Richards, 53 on her back, she can be competitive in this grade. She's the one that's probably a little bit over the odds in comparison to the other three. 1, 6, 2, and 8.
1, 6, 2, and 8 in the third. Race number 4 is for the fillies and mares. It's a benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. Only a small field, no scratchings. Mississippi is the favourite for Warren and Krongold at $3.80. Equal favourite, in fact, with D Keeper. It's Kind of Magic at $4. Derive, $4.20. And then you're out to Toffee Doll at $10. But the other two, Mrs. O'Malley, $13. Starring Roll, $19. So I suppose it's not out of the realms of possibility that any horse could win this, Dino.
Well, yeah, the outsider of the field I'm tipping for second in starring role, but I'm with Mississippi. I think this mare has come up well for the Warren and Krongold stable, who run first up in the dual choice plate to Crestani, was good at level weights with Crestani, who then ran well over Melbourne Cup week, and then a good run in the Ararat Bowl last start. Gets the claim for Alana Kelly, I think will be hard to beat. The danger, I think, is the outsider, starring role. First up, that was a leader-dominated race won by Jump the Broom, who went very steady in front and then just quickened up and won as she liked. Starring Roll settled ninth and was basically condemned to being back in the field and had no chance. I think at this sort of trip, she can race a lot closer, and I think she can run well. 4, Derive, back in distance, back in grade, should be an improver, and 1, It's Kind of Magic. Actually going pretty well. That run last start at Bendigo was good because that was on soft 5, and I just think she's better when she's on genuine dry ground, which she's going to get today, or firmer ground, and she's got some hope as well. But now happy enough to be with Mississippi, but I do think starring role's a bit over the odds. 2, 7, 4, and 1.
2, 7, 4, and 1 in race number 4. That is 4 down, 4 to go on the Lakeside Circuit at Ladbrokes Park Sandown today. We'll take a quick break and come back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We're looking at Sandown on the Lakeside Circuit, Ladbrokes Park today. And we're up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is race number 5, with Dean Lester finding us the winners. And a few scratchings in this first leg of the quaddie. We can take out 1, 6, 8, 11 and 13. Pal D'Oro, first up. Today, Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace into $2.30. Wolf Skill, winner on debut for Jerome Hunter, is at $3.50. Shadow Hawk, $6.50. Carrier Buster is at $11. So it's pretty skinny at the top, Dino. There's only three considered winning chances under $10. And the favourite, who we haven't seen for a little while, has shown plenty of ability and is into a pretty firm quote, Pal D'Oro.
Yeah, he is, Michael. Scratch from yesterday in preference for this race. Well-drawn. First runners are gelding. I think he's had two recent jump-outs. Sanan, that he might have been in the worst ground, and he trialled okay, and I thought his recent jump-out at Ararat was good. So he's ready to go. Doesn't look a lot of pressure. He should be able to race fairly handy, and I think if he's got a future, I'd be disappointed if he didn't win this race, Pal D'Oro, to beat number 5, Shadow Hawk, who resumes first preparation, 1 second up at Warwick Nabil, then ran a good race here at Sandown against older horses, and then failed behind the stablemate Forgot You, but resumes here. I think it's a suitable race, and Wolf Skill did quite a good job to win on debut at Geelong on Stakes Day, beating No Baby No, who ran well again yesterday, so that form's okay. Craig Williams taking over as a plus, and maybe nine Carrier Buster, who'd been about 7 or 8 weeks between runs leading into the most recent run at Moe Ying, gets onto drier ground. But I think Paldoro's a promising horse and clearly the one to beat. 3, 5, 12 and 9.
3, 5, 12 and 9 in the first leg of the quaddie for Dean. Race number 6. This is a 64 over 1,600 metres. No scratchings here. Wits About Him is the favourite. Josh Richards takes 3 kilos off. Trent Bussett and Natalie Young, $2.60. Brassada, $5. Secretly Awesome at $7.50. Translator at $9. So we've got another one first up here. A firm favourite having its first start in Australia. Have you had a good look at Wits About Him and what it's done over in New Zealand?
Yeah, it goes quite well, Michael, and recent jump outs haven't been a great test. It was in a 1,200-metre jump out around the outside at Cranbourne recently and seemed to go okay, and has certainly got a legitimate chance. I think the one that's a little bit over the odds is number 8, Convict Sam. I think he's a better horse over further. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But he ran well first up on Bendigo Cup Day, and he's had a month between runs, and I just think that dropping a grade from benchmark 70 to 64 grade, and at least he'd be strong at the end of a mile. I just thought he was a little bit over the odds at around $12. To beat Brasada, who's on the back up from last week, gets a drier track, gets Damien Oliver, gets maybe a bit more galloping room too, which will help. I think he's got a legitimate chance. Wits About Him goes in the quaddy. Yeah, I think he goes okay, and certainly for this grade, looks pretty well placed. And number 6, Secretly Awesome. I think both runs for Gavin Bedgood have been encouraging. Should be up on the speed from an inside draw and run well. But I thought that Convict Sam was a touch over the odds. 8, 2, 4 and 6.
8, 2, 4 and 6 in race number 6 at Sandown today. Race number 7, which is a benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres, is the third leg of the quaddie. We take out 4 and 7, Tanker. Another one for Mar Eustace, which is favourite here at $3.60. Vutich is at $5 from the Cummings stable. Jumbuck is at $6.50, Eluding at $7.50. And we heard from Calvin, Eluding doesn't want it too firm today. Who do you like in this race, Dean?
Yeah, well, that's a good word of warning. But I'm tipping Eluding. I'm hoping that that ground's just right for him. He's won on heavy and he has won on good ground, so you wouldn't pick it on the form card that the firm ground would be a worry, because he did a good job to win first up at Warrnambool, beating Ornamental Lady, who was scratched from race 5 today, and I was giving her a good chance in that race. So I think Eluding, dropping 2.5 kilos off that win's got a good chance, but this is probably the most open race of the day for me, Michael. I think Tanker, didn't really trust him there for a while, but his last 3 or 4 runs, the run at Flemington was good from the back. Cranbourne, I thought he probably got to the front a bit soon and then got the job done nicely at Bendigo last start. Gets the claim for Matt Cartwright. Dejumbuck, well, he comes through the what ended up being the strongest heat of the Country Cup series, won by Bermudez, who then went on to win the final. And that day he had 59.5. So with the claim for Josh Richards today, he's probably in an easier benchmark 70 and he drops 3 kilos. So I think you've got to respect the Jumbuck here. And 12, Vucetic. I just wonder if he was coming down here playing for the rain for the Godolphin team, because he's got such a good record on soft ground. His first up run was on the dry and he didn't have a lot of luck. So he's competitive in this grade anyway, but probably would have been appreciating a bit more give out of the track. But yeah, as I said, I think the most open race of the day. 5, 1, 3 and 12.
5, 1, 3 and 12 in the 7th. And the last jumps at 5 past 5 this afternoon. It's a 64 over 1,200. No scratchings. Kentucky Casanova's the $2.80 favourite. Got the Style at $5 and More Wanted $9.50. Are the top 3 in the market, Dino?
Yeah, I'm hoping the McAvoy's come home with a rush. I think Got the Style's got a great chance in the last. Very well bred mare that struggled on debut as a short price favourite on wet ground. Was freshened up, got onto a lot firmer ground at Ballarat on Melbourne Cup Eve and won well. Beat a handy enough galloper in Tempest Charm too and beat her well. And I think gets into a competitive 64, but not a really strong 64. And I think has got a great winning chance. Number 13 to beat number 5, It's Hot. This horse is in career best form. Won at Mornington in a 58 grade and then last start, that was a good race, won by Starlight Scope, and battled on well there. Gets Damien Oliver here, can run well. 6, Kentucky Casanova. I think he's I can understand why he's favourite. I just think he's a little bit short, but he showed good promise last time in. He's well-placed first up. And number four, Mr. Yushu's going to win one of these races. He ran well in a benchmark 70 last start. Heard from Jim Conlon yesterday say he wanted the dry ground. He's going to get it. And with the claim for Josh Richards, he's got a chance. 13, 5, 6 and 4.
13, 5, 6 and 4. In the last, Dean, where do we go to make a dollar today?
Michael, I am going to race 5, number 3, Paldoro is the best. The best value is race 6, number 8, and that is Convict Sam for the quaddy. First leg 3, 5 and 12. Second leg 2, 4, 6 and 8. Third leg 1, 3, 5, 6 and 12. And come home on 4, 5, 6 and 13. Play of the day, simple all up for me. A win race 2, number 7, Guardian Spirit, into a win race 5, number 3, Paldoro.
I like it. Sounds good. I haven't seen any finals for Caulfield as yet, Dino, but $1.40 Spanish Mission in the Zipping. What do you think about that?
Well, it probably reflects the opposition. It's just a matter of him freshening up and getting around Caulfield and probably taking care of them. But the field's not out yet, would suggest that a few of the races probably been extended under 10 acceptors. So hopefully they'll be out soon, and hopefully they get good fields. But yeah, Spanish Mission certainly going to be the headline act, seeing that Jamie Carr's return's been delayed by a week. So we're looking forward to seeing a Melbourne Cup place getter in the Zipping Classic, which used to be common fare and not so much in recent years. So it's good to see.
All right, we'll get more on Spanish Mission with Moods tomorrow. Dino, good luck, good punting today.
Terrific, thank you, Michael.
Don't forget, all of Dean's tips are up on rsn.net.au on the new and improved website under the Tipsters Hub. Time to get the latest from Clinton Hutchison, who's been seeing them like beach balls, not just here, but over in Hong Kong as well. Looking forward to his thoughts on today's program out at Sandown. How are you, Hutchie?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael. Yourself?
Very good indeed. Having a good week out here at Caulfield with some of the legends of this great training establishment. And all we need now is a few winners to top it off. Are you confident today?
I am. I don't think it's a Sandown card that was probably as strong as we've seen in recent weeks. But I think that one of the races that I like in the second event, Guardian Spirit, I think it looks a nice race for three-year-olds at 64 level. There's horses in this field that are going to be winning better races than benchmark 64s, that's for sure. And I think that's the case in point with Guardian Spirit. It was a terrific win at Geelong, wasn't it? Started odds on there and sat off the track the whole way. Just was far too good. It was coasted to victory, the Spreadman Train Galloper. So, look, I think whilst there are some nice prospects in the race, I think he's got more upside than most, and he's around even money at the moment. I think that's a fair price. I think he wins about 50% of the races against this opposition. Might need a touch of luck just from that draw if he gets locked away. But, look, I'm not going to read too much into that. I think he's got a little class edge on some of these, and I thought he'd be pretty hard to beat. Not a lot of meat on the bone, Michael, but I thought even money was probably about right.
No, well, we never go broke backing winners, Hutchie, do we? So we can get that one home.
Look, if you wanted to mold him into one, there's one in Hong Kong tonight, race 6, number 1. I thought it'd be pretty hard to beat as well. I'll get its name up in a second. But, he looks a very good chance, I thought, on tonight's card. So race 6, number 1, he's had one start for a win as well, and he'd probably be around about the same price.
All right, I like that. And we'll get you on too before the International Day to give all the RSN listeners a big preview of Hutchie's honkers in the preview up to the International Day. But before I let you go, I've got to ask you about Hello Broadcast. I can't let that go through to the keeper. What do you think about Hello Broadcast today?
I think it's a little sticky in terms of the barrier draw, but look, I'm hoping we're not too far back today. We got too far back in the country championship final. I think he's a good each-way chance. I've had something on him. It's a handy race, isn't it? There's a few in there that are in sort of a bit of form. But, look, he started a similar quote in a much stronger race last start. So if you like that SP profile, I'm hoping we're not too far back today, Michael, and I think he'll go pretty close.
Well, he's got a lot of weight to carry with the likes of yourself and Flindell, Malecki, Matty Hill in the team as well. So good luck to Hello Broadcasting your team today.
I appreciate that. There'll be no early crows from this team.
Good on you, Hutchie. Have a good day Sandown today. That is it from me. We've got final fields coming through. I'm not sure. We do now. Just as I go to G Hall, the Zipping Classic is a final field of 9. Spanish Mission, G Boss 4. Warning Oliver Barrier 1. Sound Jamie Mott 2, Wentwood, Damien Lane 6, Flashar, Daniel Moore 9, Dr. Drill, Brett Preble 5, Skelm, John Allen 8, Luna Flair, Mickey D 7, and Silent Sovereign, Luke Curry, Barrier 3. So that is a field of 9 for the Zipping Classic. Sandown Guineas has a field of 12 there as well on Saturday. G Hall, how are you?
Hello, Michael. Yep, love the Gouch and Clint McDonald today. They were superb, weren't they?
How good were they? Some great tales.
Yeah.
I'd love to have had the confidence of a young Clint McDonald rampaging the bookmaking rings.
Yeah, some great punting stories. I think everybody enjoys the punting stories. He was so brave and, it was terrific listening.
Tomorrow, I'm looking forward to getting Peter Moody and Mick Price in this hut here at Caulfield where we're standing right now, because there'll be some great tales from both of them, including this urban myth where I think Peter Moody, it's alleged, has thrown a fax machine and maybe even chairs out the windows here when maybe a piece of track work hasn't gone to plan. So it'll be fascinating tomorrow. What have you got coming up today?
Mark War and Adam White are ready to go to talk some cricket and a little bit of racing as well, and there's plenty happening in the world of cricket at the moment, especially in this country. So looking forward to catching up with Mark and Adam. We have a Big Form Express, as always, on a Wednesday, covering all three codes, but especially those metro meetings around the country. Tassie Time with Steve Old. We'll catch up with Jack Revold. I think he's joining us this morning, so looking forward to that as well. Plus so much more, so looking forward to it.
Have a good show. We'll
good
be listening.
Mate. Thank you, Michael.